Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nengen M. Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines: Northeast parties join hands to form single political entity to amplify regional issues. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes role of education in nation building. Enforcement Directorate investigating alleged foreign remittance violations linked to Nagaland firm. And Nagaland state employees stage car rally for restoration of old pension scheme. Now the news in detail. In a major political development, leaders from different parties of the Northeast have come together to form a single political entity to raise issues of the region. Key signatories to the joint statement include Nagaland's Monlumo Kikon, Meghalaya Chief Minister National People's Party President Conrad Sangma, Pradyut Manikya of Tipra Mota and Daniel Langthasa from People's Party Assam. Announcing the move at a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Sangma said the new entity will represent the aspirations of the Northeast people at the national level.
For too long, we have spoken about the same issues and concerns of our people, but from different platforms and political spaces. We have realized that our strength lies in unity and that it is time to give our people one collective voice. Our united effort is guided by a simple conviction that the people of the Northeast deserve to be heard, respected, and represented through a strong, unified and indigenous political voice at the national level.
A 9-member committee has been set up to chart the next steps, including the modalities and structure of the proposed political entity. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is not just a means of self-reliance but also an inspiration for the development of society and the nation. She was addressing the 20th convocation of Kumaon University in Nainital, Uttarakhand today. The president urged students to use their education in serving the underprivileged and nation building, emphasizing that education strengthens intellect, skills and moral values. She reaffirmed that the government's goal is to make India a developed nation by 2047 and that the youth will play the most crucial role in achieving this vision.
इस भिक्षु समारोह के साथ आपकी औपचारिक शिक्षा का एक महत्वपूर्ण चरण पूरी हो रहा है लेकिन यह शिक्षा का अंत नहीं है मेरा मानना है कि आपको अपने भीतर के विद्यार्थी को हमेशा जीवित रखना चाहिए शिक्षा आपको आत्मनिर्भर तो बनाती ही है साथ ही शिक्षा आपको विनम्र बनने तथा समाज और देश के विकास में अपना योगदान देने के लिए प्रेरित भी करती है
In its first action in Nagaland, the Enforcement Directorate ED today carried out search and seizure operations as part of an investigation under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA. According to the officials, the agency's Dimapur sub-zone searched a total of 7 premises, 2 each in Dimapur and Guwahati and 3 in Chennai. The case involves Lima Imsong and others. According to ED, its initial findings reveal that Imsong Global Suppliers Co., a firm owned by Lima Imsong, allegedly received large sums of foreign remittances under the guise of exporting human hair, an activity deemed uncommon and commercially unviable in Dimapur. However, the firm failed to provide the required export documents, such as shipping bills and invoices, leading to violations under FEMA and related RBI guidelines. The agency claimed that the foreign funds were further diverted to the personal accounts of Mr. Imsong and his family members, as well as to Incheon India Private Limited, another company controlled by Mr. Imsong. The investigation is ongoing. Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has extended his greetings to the people of Nagaland, particularly the Sikh community, on the occasion of Guru Nanak Dev Ji's birth anniversary. In his message, he emphasized Guru Nanak's universal message of love, peace and humanism, which continues to inspire and enlighten people across the world. Highlighting the Guru's call to live with compassion, selflessness and devotion to the service of others, the governor urged all citizens to uphold these noble ideals and strive to create a society founded on harmony, equality and goodwill. As the state joins in celebrating the sacred occasion, the governor prayed for a peaceful, prosperous and harmonious Nagaland and expressed hope that the divine teachings of Guru Nanak will continue to guide the people. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Nagaland National Pension System Government Service Employees Forum, NNP SGSEF, today held a car rally in Kohima over its demand for restoration of the old pension scheme, OPS. The rally, which started at Indira Gandhi Stadium and ended at the Civil Secretariat, featured a car sticker campaign. NNP SGSEF President Avizo Nienu noted that the demand is not just for employee benefits but to secure the future of Nagaland citizens.
Demand not only for self-benefit or to get good amount of pension salary, but the main objective of the demand is to secure the lives of the lakhs of people, to secure all age persons, the senior citizens of our state, Nagaland. Today, this rally is organized in all the districts of Nagaland, Bartek, and to remind the government that we are still standing for the future of Naga citizens.
Vice President of the Forum, Jenti Nochet, emphasized that the campaign is not against the government but against the current market-linked pension system.
It is to be noted that we are not against the government or any individual, but we are against the system that advocates market-linked pension. Today, the use of this white flag is a visual statement. It's an appeal to the government for a dialogue towards our demand.
At the culmination, the forum submitted a representation to the Chief Secretary urging the reversion to OPS for state employees appointed after January 1, 2010. The NNP-SGSEF claimed the national pension system is detrimental to employees' welfare as it left retirees vulnerable with no guaranteed pension security. It contended that the OPS offers more financial stability and has been successfully restored in other states. The Toku Imong Bird Count 2025 was officially launched today at the Nature Learning Center Forest Office Complex, Dimapur, marking the start of the four-day statewide bird monitoring event. Speaking at the launch event, Divisional Forest Officer Wokha Forest Division and Doyang Plantation Division, Suman W.M. Sivachar, emphasized the importance of citizen science and the growing role of community participation in conservation efforts. The event featured a demonstration on eBird mobile app and a birding session. During the count period till November 7, citizens across the state are encouraged to record birds on eBird. In observance of the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhai Patel, a series of events were held across districts today. In Wokha, My Bharat Wokha, in coordination with the district administration, organized a unity march to promote communal harmony and reflect on Patel's contributions to the nation. The event featured a unity pledge, cultural performances and garlanding of Patel's portrait. In Shamator, a district level essay competition was held at Government Higher Secondary School, where Atsala Wong Cham of St. Xavier School was declared the winner. Meanwhile, Meluri will hold a district-level unity march on November 15. As part of the pre-event activities, schools will host programs such as essay competition, talks, poster-making, cleanliness drive and wellness sessions. And in sports, the IDFC First Bank Senior Women's Interzonal T20 Trophy 2025 kicked off today at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium in Jumu Kedima. In the opening match, North Zone defeated South Zone by 96 runs. Chasing 153, South Zone were bowled out for 56 in 14.3 overs. In the second match played at Sovima Cricket Ground, West Zone registered a commanding 126-run victory over North East Zone. West Zone set a challenging target of 202 and in response, North East Zone could only muster 75 for 8 wickets in 20 overs. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. North East parties join hands to form single political entity to amplify regional issues. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes role of education in nation building. Enforcement Directorate investigating alleged foreign remittance violations linked to Nagaland firm. And Nagaland state employees stage car rally for restoration of old pension scheme. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.